Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,461. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, your guess is as good as mine. Categories, the most expensive U.S. cities to drink in, and your Seattle Seahawks. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with T.
Clack, clack.
All right, here we go. Two Pittsburgh public officials busted having sex in front of a pizza parlor on Beaver Street. Meanwhile, a hawk is rescued in Virginia after trying to become a professional athlete. Two rescued hikers skip out on paying their hotel bill. A pair of robbers stole expensive cars with a key fob skill. And a dinosaur is clearing the roads in Massachusetts. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. I don't know if you have heard. Maybe I'll be the first to let you know. But the Seattle Seahawks, they are headed to Super Bowl 60 against the New England Patriots.
What's that?
Oh, you have heard. Okay, well, then if you would like to watch the Super Bowl in person, that'll set you back anywhere from, as of this morning, $6,000 to sit in the nosebleeds, about $60,000 if you want to sit on the 50-yard line, and if you and a couple of friends pool your money, Ted, good news, just over $1 million if you want to splurge on a suite.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. So keep in mind, at least $6,000 just to get in. That gets you a ticket physically into the game. That does not account for the hotel, what it costs to fly there, just the ticket for the game. And again, that's as of this morning. Now, I don't know, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Ticketmaster has anything to do with this, just go ahead and double the price, you know, for your convenience. Now, that said, some of you will undoubtedly sell a kidney or maybe just sell a kid for the chance to go. I mean, it's the Super Bowl after all. And sometimes you say, well, fiscal responsibility be damned, I'm spending my money. In fact, of the seven things that people are most likely to splurge on, travel slash experience, that ranks number three. And I think going to the Super Bowl certainly qualifies as travel slash experience. Now, the Super Bowl has not always been absurdly expensive. We go all the way back to Super Bowl I. By the way, Super Bowls 1 through 3, same ticket price. That ticket price cost $12. Now, I know what you're thinking, dude. Come on, man. This was 60 years ago. Why don't you adjust for inflation? Well, I did that. Any guesses? So $12 then to pay that in today's money. So keep in mind, you want to go to Super Bowl 60, and I know you do. It's $6,000 just to get in the door. What do you think that translates to now? Super Bowl I, $12.
$80. Bucks.
Come on, Miles. It's more than that. $87. $87. Just remember that. But hey, whatever. Sometimes, if you can, you will spend more money on something than you should, just so that you can have the experience, or you can have the item, or you can have the bragging rights, or you can have the memory, whatever it is your heart desires. And that's what we are talking about today, in honor of the Seahawks going to a very expensive Super Bowl. God dang, man. Our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration, is, what was the last big thing you splurged on? And was it worth it?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair, to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All of it, y'all, so away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,461. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Coming up at 4:30, the exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Hot off the presses. We have the 10 most expensive cities to drink in the United States.
All right.
They analyzed prices at more than 100 bars across 15 major U.S. metros and found that going sober on a night out can save just $6 on average. But it depends on what city you are in.
Say six?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Across America's 15 largest cities, the money people save by choosing non-alcoholic drinks on a night out ranges from practically none, like it's in New York, to over $10 savings.
They took
this little equation and figured out where the most expensive cities are to drink in the U.S.
Now, I can guess two of them off the top of my head.
Now, with the data looks at the states in particular. So these cities, obviously, are a part of whatever state they're in.
Yep.
But that does not mean that the cost of beer, say, in Seattle, is the same price as a beer in Yakima.
It's not.
Right. But there is an average.
Sure.
There is a statewide average, but that doesn't change how expensive it is to drink in an actual city in these states. So we have the 10 most expensive cities to drink in, according to Investor Observer magazine and online. And then congratulations to your Seattle Seahawks on their way down to playing the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. We have the 10 greatest Seattle Seahawks of all times. This is an updated list.
Okay.
We did this 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems familiar.
But it has been updated. And it's the website is clutchpoints.com. And they say Seahawks have not been around as long as some of the NFL's storied franchises. However,
again, they started in 1976. It's been a minute.
Within that time, they still produced a ton of amazing players and have achieved success that some teams have never even accomplished before.
Detroit.
Yeah. So we have the 10 greatest Seattle Seahawks of all times and the most expensive cities to drink in coming up at 4:30 with Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the Seahawks as far as the fact that if you are making plans, and I know a lot of you are probably hopefully doing this early to head down to Levi Stadium, just know it seems like by the minute, by the second, the ticket prices are increasing.
When I looked at it this morning, what I put in the setup, it was $6,000 for the cheapest ticket. Did the setup. We turned off the mics. Ted goes, it's now seven. So in four hours, it's gone up $1,000.
And that's to sit like in the last row.
Again, this is physically to be in the stadium in the worst seat. That will physically get you there.
I know some people that, I will just say, are a different tax bracket than I am, that are looking for tickets. And even they're like, man, they're like, it's 14 or 20 for like anything close to a good
seat. You haven't even got a hotel room yet.
Correct.
Right, that's just to get in. I mean, and think about that. Unless you're just obnoxiously rich, or you just said, F it, I'm cashing them a 401k or something. I mean, like you said, just to get kind of average seats, starting at $14,000. If I told my wife, hey, I'm going to go to the Super Bowl, she'd be like, don't care. It's going to cost $14,000. She would tell me, if I leave this house to go to the Super Bowl and spend $14,000 on the ticket, she would murder me.
Yeah.
Without question.
There's a couple caveats to this.
And she could buy a hitman for less money.
Now, believe it or not, we are in the middle of nowhere, but there are a few drivable cities. And if you wanted to save a couple bucks on a plane ticket, you could feasibly drive down there. You're going to have to spend the night somewhere, more than likely, unless you're ridiculous. It's a 24-hour, 22-hour drive. But you could stop someplace.
I would drive.
You could do that. You could. You could be in the outskirts of San Francisco. Just know this.
Like the stadium.
The outskirts of San Francisco are almost more expensive than staying in downtown San Francisco.
Because you have San Jose. I mean, you got all the money's right
you
there.
Think about Monterey and all these areas.
Well, I don't, but I know what you mean.
Santa Rosa is not cheap. But, you know, you could feasibly stay in Sacramento. When we went down and saw the Ravens in the 49ers, we actually stayed in Biloxi, Mississippi.
That tells you everything.
Which was about an hour and 15 to hour and 20 minutes away from New Orleans. fairly quick drive.
But the price difference made that absolutely worth it.
We also flew into Biloxi, Mississippi. So we did everything that we could to try to save a buck or two. Now, one thing you need to know about the Super Bowl. Every single year, the tickets are going to go up in value.
Mm-hmm.
And every year will be the most expensive Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, substantially.
We know how this goes. But there is one...
By the way, we're up to $7,500 for the cheapest ticket.
There's one thing that you need to know. And that is that economics and economic factors do play into the base price of Super Bowl tickets at the beginning. So in other words, if we're going to fly into San Francisco, it's going to be fairly expensive. Now, if we fly into a destination place like Vegas, or maybe we're flying to, hell, I don't know, Denver, Colorado, not going to be nearly as expensive when you have these major cities. And price points matter in the airlines, much like the Super Bowl. So let's just say the Cleveland Browns, they're playing the New Orleans Saints. Not two very economically wealthy cities
they're
in general.
Broke.
Yeah. In the general tickets, when they first release them, they will reflect that.
Correct.
Now, based on consumer demand, they will go up depending on the need for tickets. Because you got to remember, Super Bowl is something that all NFL fans who go to the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter the team. This is something that they do every single year. We learned that. We saw that in New Orleans in the French Quarter. Everybody who was down there was repping a different jersey. They were going to the game.
Yeah, they're going to the game, but we saw Bengals jersey.
Packers jersey.
Jaguar. But because it's an NFL, if you're an NFL fan, between the draft and the Super Bowl, this is where everybody goes, right? So a lot of the tickets were sold before you even know who's going. Now that they know who is going, they can jack the price up. But because Seattle, you might be dead broke, but nationally speaking, this is a ridiculously expensive city, the ticket prices will unquestionably reflect that. And then the team they're playing, which comes out of Boston, which is one of the richest areas of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put these two, like your best bet would have been to play the Browns. Seriously.
Because you would have had a better opportunity to get tickets.
It keeps the price down
exactly.
A little bit.
Because a lot of, and yes, they can't drive to the game either. So the expenses for them, they get a lot more crazy. For an example, when the Ravens played the 49ers, there were 49ers fans there. There were not nearly as many as Baltimore had because they could drive. Believe it or not, East Coast people, they don't care. As long as they don't cross the Mississippi, they will drive all day and all night to get anywhere. They think it's ridiculous that you took a plane when you could easily drive there in 14 hours. That is the mentality of the East Coast. But, and like you said, Boston's an expensive city. Seattle's an expensive city. That's going to drive those aftermarket prices up.
Absolutely.
But if you want to go, you know, you're rolling the dice. Here's your, look, I truly believe that a Super Bowl is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And if you can afford to go, look, this is going to be your cheapest opportunity. You need to know that now. No matter what next year, like you could say, well, you never know when the Seahawks are going to go to the Super Bowl again. They might go next year.
It'll be more expensive.
It's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, that's it,
every
man.
Single year that goes by, this number continues to tick up. And if you could just find one partner in crime, you know, that's willing to bite the bullet on that ticket, and you go, you're more likely going to have a good time. You're going to see your Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And it really is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I like what somebody here said. And they're absolutely right. Yes, you're splitting hairs. You're being ticky-tacky. But they're not wrong. It says, hey, man, tickets go up in price, not value. And it's like, like the game is the same. It is in the same place, in the same city, at the same scheduled time. There's no added value to you buying the ticket. But yes, the price will go up.
And, well, and then there's all the sponsors that get tickets. There's all these corporations that just buy tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Right, it's just very hard for the average just random fan to go. Yeah, unless you won, you're a season ticket holder and you won that lottery from the team you cheer for.
Right. And that is assuming that you have at least $7,000 that you can part with.
Right. And look,
I mean, that's the whole thing. So, right, even if you have the opportunity to buy a ticket, if this came before me right now, I'd be like, man, I can't do it. And it's because I don't have $7,500 as it is right now to just part with.
Yeah. Now, you got to remember, Foxborough is not in Boston, but there are tons of places to stay in Foxborough because the T does not go down there.
Yeah.
It's an old subway. If you were in Chicago with great transportation or New York or San Francisco, Seattle is getting there. Obviously, Portland has it. The thing about Levi Stadium is there is a BART line that goes there. But once you get to the middle of nowhere, there's not a lot of hotels. There's not a lot going on
there's not.
In this general area. So as far as the like any Super Bowl is going to have a lot of stuff going on as far as the stadium NFL Super Bowl experience. They do a great job with that. There'll be concerts every night.
There's stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
The question is just, where do you get a room to stay?
Yeah.
And not only can you get a room, but the way they do this is, at least when we were attempting to go down, there is a 3-night minimum.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely the minimum.
You're not just flying down on a Saturday, going to the Super Bowl, and flying back that night or coming back on Monday. You need to be there for 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And those nights, I mean, there's another maybe even couple $1,000s a night.
Depending how close you stay. We were smart to be in Mississippi because if nothing, look, Mississippi's Mississippi. We're in Biloxi, which, you know. But anyway, all that said, considerably cheaper, but the food is as good as New Orleans. So our thing was like, all right, look, we'll drive to New Orleans. We're going to hang out in the quarter and do all that stuff. But at night, we go back. We're staying at a casino. So there was no lack of something to do. And then when we got hungry, we walked, what, block and a half to the half moon, mm-hmm. half shell, yeah. whatever it was, where we, and this is not a joke, we ended up eating everything on the menu. That was not our goal. We're just sitting at the bar. We're getting hammered, but the food was really good. So they would come back up and we're like, hey, man, you know what? We'll try this next. By the end of the night, we realized that we have pointed at every yeah. single thing and eaten it all.
And I don't know how the Seahawks get this unlucky, but they do. You know, that first Super Bowl, Jesus, that was in Detroit. And Detroit's come a long way since then. Detroit was on the up and up then. But you're still flying into Detroit in the winter.
Yeah.
Then where's the next one going to be? Oh, New York City.
Cool city.
Dead of winter. Now, San Francisco, as we know, it's not that much different than Seattle. Yes, they have more sunny days. The weather can change in a minute in San Francisco, just like it can here. But the extremes in the temperatures are way different.
Sure.
So you're also flying to the San Francisco Bay Area. In the winter, there's no guarantee on the weather at that game either.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
I mean, they're really...
I'm kind of shocked they keep doing it there.
Because a lot of rich people are there, money talks.
Yeah.
Right?
Miles is right, though. Like, I get why they're not doing it.
New Orleans, Miami, Atlanta,
And anything with a dome, I get it. But sure. I get it why, like, they're not going to have them in the Northeast or probably ever in Seattle just because...
Weather.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, as of this morning, and keep in mind, we'll update this by the end of the show. Let's take a bet on how many hundreds of dollars this goes up. But at Levi's Stadium, the tickets are among the most expensive on record, with the cheapest get-in seats around $5,900 to $6,900.
Up to 75 now.
This is as of this morning.
Yeah.
Prices for premium lower-level sideline seats range from $15,000 to over
$60,000. God.
While exclusive suites are listed for over $1 million. If there's anybody in here who'll know, it'll be Ted. Ted, what does a suite hold? If you buy a suite.
Like 20 people?
How many tickets?
Different sizes.
Okay.
But I think most of them are probably like 20 people.
So 20 tickets.
There's smaller ones and there's bigger ones.
But even if we did a 20-person suite, said, all right, all of us remember splitting $1 million. That's $50,000 each.
Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
Think about that.
50 line seats exceed $60,000. The on-location official packages... offers packages starting at $7,100 for tailgate game to over $18,000 for premium club level. They say prices are driven by high demand for the matchup, with lower level seats often exceeding $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're into. So our question, what was the last big thing that you splurged on, and was it worth it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinky's Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Our question, what was the last big thing you splurged on and was it worth it? 206-803-ROCK. Sometimes when you splurge on something, it's a necessity.
Sure.
But you have to have it, and it costs a lot of money. Did you splurge on that?
Yes.
Did you expect whatever to happen? Your hot water heater blow up?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the deal is, or four tires on your car need to be replaced, or whatever the deal is. Oftentimes, it is not the sexiest purchase in the world, but it is based from necessity.
No, I had to splurge on a new windshield a couple of years ago when the i5 rock thrower was in business.
Yep.
We went mercy to that. It's not the biggest expense ever, but it was not expected. It was irritating. Was it worth it? Yes. Because we have a windshield that we can see out of that does not have a big-ass crack in it. Actually, there's a hole in the windshield. We had to splurge on a new fence for the yard when the tree fell down and took out the entire backyard, as we said it would, but the city of Seattle says, no, that tree is fine, because they are stupid. And we might have to splurge on a new heating system. It's been a little...
Yeah,
I'm not real excited about that one right now, and my wife keeps bringing it up. I'm like, let's just keep wearing hoodies.
I got new windows for my house. It was one of those things I knew I needed to get, but it ended up actually kind of being like a sexy purchase, because my windows are much better now. And I can see out them. I had like film on the inside.
But you're the only person who notices. We got new windows a couple years ago.
But also my energy bill went down. Things did make a difference on my home.
It does.
The last thing I wanted to do was make that kind of investment. But it's worth it for my house. It's worth it for the value of my house.
Sure, sure.
Way more positives than not. Just one of those unexpected things where they go, hey, these need to be replaced.
And it's a lot of money up front.
It is all those things. But they say things people are most likely to splurge on include dining and food, restaurants, bars, going out for coffee or groceries. Ted, I was telling Steve that in Fremont, there has been a Ladro Coffee that sits on the corner pretty close to my house. It's been there since we moved here in 2005.
Yeah.
I am so loyal to that place. I love that coffee. It's what I'm used to. I'm sure there's a ton of other good coffee places. It's convenient. It's by my house. Now, what they're going to do is, they're going to tear that entire building down where Norm's ballroom and all that stuff. The entire block is going to be gone.
Let me guess, putting in condos.
They're putting in a 7-story unit.
Of course.
Which is going to take a lot of sunshine away from the neighborhood. And as you know, when they do this crap, whatever was downstairs that was iconic and was cool.
Gone.
Whether it was like the bowling alley in Ballard or whatever, they don't put that business back in. They say they're going to attempt to put the restaurant back in that was there. They don't. They jack up the rent. I can walk by.
I was going to say, that's their attempt. It's like, hey, we'd love to have you back. Now, understand, whatever you were paying before is about a 450% increase.
Right. Yeah. So there's going to be... I walk by 10 buildings in Fremont, and most of those retail locations downstairs are vacant. What was there before is not there now. So I know for a fact, when they build this building, that Ladro Coffee will be gone. Now, the only thing that I can think of that's a positive on this, because it pisses me off, is the fact that, yes, I am going to save an S ton of money and coffee and tea.
Sure.
As soon as they tear that thing down. Will I want a coffee? Yes. Will I want a tea? Yes. It's gone. I don't really have an option. But just those expenses alone are going to save me some money. But I do like spending my money in social environments, going to bars, going out to restaurants.
Yeah.
I love all that. And look, you don't need to go to a Ruth's Chris, a Daniels, a Metropolitan Grill to spend a lot of money eating out in Seattle. You could just go to your regular spot, you know, to pick up Thai food or Chinese or order a pizza or any of these
things. It's all expensive.
It's crazy expensive. So
yes, it is.
We already know. Maybe you splurge on going out to eat.
So we splurged on gas because we filled our tank.
With gas.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and personal care, skin care, makeup, salon services, like getting your hair dyed, they say, manicures, pedicures, all those things. Travel, vacations, and experiences.
Yep.
This is one that I enjoy.
I'll blow my money on that.
I don't need a thing. I would rather have an experience.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's something that I kind of learned. And my daughter forced me into it last year. She was stationed in the Peace Corps. She was in Africa. She's there for over 2 years. So, look, after a year goes by, I miss my kid.
Yeah.
Would I ever go to Africa to go on a safari? Is that on my bucket list? Sounds like a cool thing to do, but it wasn't anywhere near the top of the list of things that I thought as far as travel goes.
Yeah. Would you do it again?
Yes.
Yep.
In a heartbeat. And that kind of forced my hand because I wanted to go see my kid. And I had one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
Sure.
And the animals that I saw and the culture, the food... the plane ticket was not cheap.
Yeah, but once you get there, everything else is cheaper.
Yes, that's
one thing my wife and I justify. Like planes are never going to be cheap because they're going to rip you off and nickel and dime you everywhere they can. Depending on the hotel you choose to stay at, you can save money or blow money. But outside of Seattle, 99% of the places we travel cost anywhere from about one-fifth that it does to do anything here to maybe half.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, look, all your money's blown on airfare. But once you get where you're going, it's cheaper than being here.
And I'll tell you this.
And a lot of them are big cities, too.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
We live here every day. So, that costs a lot. I'm like, babe, our gas costs about $2 more a gallon than it does anywhere else in the country. Our groceries are outrageously priced compared to the rest of the country. The cost of living here is outrageous compared. So... just buy the goddamn ticket, and then when we get where we're going, we're in a place where things cost normal
Africa,
amounts of money.
Africa is a huge continent, obviously. I think from, when I left in Cape Town, on the plane for like 9 and some hours, you know, just flying. I might have taken a nap and woke up, okay, all right, we've been on the plane for 9 hours. Where are we? So I pulled up the map to find out where the plane was. We hadn't gotten near Libya yet. We're still on the same damn continent.
Right.
Johannesburg is one of the biggest cities I've ever seen in my life outside of New York City. It is the 17th largest city in Africa.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I did not know what to expect. The roads, all right, are pristine. There are no potholes because you got to remember, there are a lot of people on two wheels.
Yeah.
So as as the transportation, there in downtown Johannesburg or Cape Town, if a road was like Ballard, which it is right now, or Fremont, or any of these areas, they wouldn't allow you to drive on it.
Yeah.
There's nothing that essie in the cities that I went in Africa compared to the cities here, our city.
Yeah.
Seattle. Blew my mind. It blew my mind how much nicer just the road system is. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Right.
This is insane. We live in Seattle. I'm in Africa. I thought this was going to be essie. Boy, was I wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So all these perceptions, I didn't know what to think. But when I went there and had the experience, I'm like, you know what? I'm happy that this worked out the way it did. My kid had a wonderful experience there. And I got a chance to go and visit her and see an elephant in the wild. See, you know, see lions in the wild. Wildebeest. I mean, it was like I'd walked into the set of The Lion King.
Right.
It was just absolutely insane. Hyenas taking dumps everywhere. Monkeys running around. It's like, it was crazy, man.
I mean, it does sound awesome. Hippos. I still just don't know if that's high on my list.
It wasn't on mine either.
Yeah.
Rhinos. All that sure. stuff. Giraffes. But when you see them in person, leopards, you just cannot believe, you know, what a cool experience that is. And then hopefully maybe one day I'll be able to do it again. But for me, that was a splurge in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So our question, what was the last big thing you splurged on, and was it worth it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So as it happens, the last big thing I splurged on was when I came out to see y'all for Live Night, which was a wonderful experience, and I would definitely do it again. I think the coolest thing was... we kind of had a little after thing at the Hooverville over there afterward. And there was a bunch of people that came up and shook hands with me and said it was great to meet me. I didn't even know that many people knew who I was. So that was pretty cool.
How many flights did you take to get back?
Three to get there, three to get back.
God, man. So where do you, you're in what? South Dakota, Wyoming, South Dakota.
No, South Dakota.
South Dakota. All right. It's not like you are on the other side of the frickin' planet, right? I mean, it's South Dakota. We are in Washington. Right. Where are all of your layovers just to get from there to here?
So basically, you're looking at a layover in Denver, then Minneapolis, then Portland, and then you get to Seattle.
You went to Denver, then to Minneapolis. So you kind of backtracked.
So you had four flights.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no easier way. I mean, even like, I don't know, wherever you are, to Spokane and then Spokane to Seattle. I mean, there's nothing simpler than that.
No. I mean, the only even remotely simple flight to get anywhere out of here is to Vegas, but that's
because it's Vegas. Yeah.
So I'm going to assume that you're doing this again this year.
No, I would love to, but and you guys will see me again at some point. But,
okay.
That would
be just a pain. Well, you know what? You're used to it. We're used to getting on a plane, and most of the flight times are going to be 4 to 5 hours to get to the East Coast, 6 to get back. And anything below that, in my mind now, after being here for 21 years, is a short puddle jumper flight.
That's where my kids are, man. It's amazing.
If a flight's only 2 hours, I'm pumped.
That's a nothing burger. I'll spend more time in the airport than the flight, right?
Yeah.
But my kids, just having a lot of family on the East Coast, especially when they were little, and would fly out there more, it was always a six-hour trip, right? But my wife and I are used to, it's fine. It is what it is. The kids, 6 hours, might as well be a month and a half, right? So no matter where we go now, how long is the flight? And if we say anything like 5 hours or less, they're like, oh, money.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I mean, it's a good thing in a lot of ways because I keep a lot of my family and people that I know from back east from coming to visit and see me. But if they do, they act like, man, we got to stay. It's like a European vacation.
Yeah.
We need at least 10 days.
But you know how long the flight is? I'm like,
yes.
I do.
Do you know how expensive it was?
I know very well.
Yes. We're the ones doing it.
Right. So quit getting married.
Yeah,
so you don't have to keep flying back there, man, you know. So what was the last big thing that you splurged on, and was it worth it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So my big splurge, my wife and I go to Hawaii a lot, but we decided to get a probably too expensive dinner cruise when we went to Kauai this summer. And... it was about the best experience I've ever had. We went up the coast, saw the Jurassic Park. Canyon that they fly into. And on the way back, we kind of went through choppy water in a storm. I'm the only person sitting on the front of the boat getting hit by waves with basically the best 80s soundtrack playing that you could possibly imagine.
Well, those mountains are so high. That you know they guard the West Coast, so I tried to go on a hike there. It was brutal. You got to remember the heat, the humidity, everything else. Even when you're in the canopy, it gets hotter. But when you get to the top and you see and you look down, you realize why the Waimea Canyon is so dry, because that west side takes the brunt of most of those weather systems that come from the west. So that to me tells you a lot about how steep and just like that's Fantasy Island ass right there.
Yeah.
As far as what you're looking at. What was the menu on the dinner?
Basically salad and seafood. I ate a lot of seafood.
That sounds right. About, given the choice, I'm going seafood. Yeah. But if you guys go to Hawaii a lot, then you already know that just going to Hawaii, not getting there is a splurge, but once you are physically there, everything you do, at least by our normal standards, is a splurge. I just, you know.
Normally we go to Kona side of the Big Island and split between that and Hilo. We eat a lot of seafood because if you go to the natural markets, you can get it actually cheaper than you can get it here.
No, oh, yeah. For sure.
If you've got a kitchen in your condo or whatever, that's not a bad option.
We did the what's that thing that everyone? Oh, the road to Hana. Which it's such a boring thing. But anyway, we decided we're going to do it. Right? We don't know anything about it. So my wife had gone to the grocery store to pack the car. When she gets back, she's like, "I spent $100 at the grocery store." And I'm pissed. I'm like, "What do you think we're going to do, man? We just need a couple of sandwiches and maybe a soda." She's like, "Okay. I got a loaf of bread. I got some turkey. I think it was like a six-pack of Coke, some mustard, and like one other thing." I'm like, "Well, how'd you spend $100? She's like, "On that." It's like, "Oh, my God,
oh,
man."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So after our trip there, and it was a decent trip. We had fun. It was a good time. I was right. Did my helicopter ride that I never wanted to do it again. Gotten sub, which was actually super cool. I thought it freaked me out. It didn't somehow. Really awesome trip. When we were checking out and we got our bill, that's when I looked at my wife and I said, "We will never do this again." And we haven't. And honestly, that's why we started going to Mexico. Because in my mind, I'm like, "Look, I just want palm trees and warm weather." Mm-hmm. And I do not care where those palm trees are, and I do not care where that warm weather is, but Hawaii is like 2.5 times it's expensive. So, and then in Mexico, is like 1/5 the cost, and that's why we've been going back. If Hawaii were that cheap, then I'd go to Hawaii all the time.
Yeah.
Call me a cheapskate, it's fine, but it's just the point, like, hey, I just want some sand and my flip-flops. I want to see palm trees and hear birds that sing and don't squawk, right?
When we were... I know a couple that goes to Mexico every year. They stay in an all-inclusive resort, but same thing. They just break down the cost of it, and they're like, "You're going to spend this much." And we went other places, so we just go once a year. They get like kind of like I think you guys do sometimes. Like they go in the dead of winter when it sucks here.
It's the best time to go. Well, just get away from the weather, right? So if you can, we would do it at Christmas because we had the time off. As the kids got older, they want to do Christmas at home, which I understand. That is fine. But we would go down, and I mean, we'd load up on clothes, you name it. Like, so my son, when he's going through his Nike phase, I'm like, "Okay, man." And we go there. It was the exact same freaking shoes. Or my daughter, she would get her glasses. We'd buy the glasses. Prescription's a prescription. We'd buy them down there. I remember asking someone, "Why is everything here cheaper?" And they said, "We're not going to spend more."
Yeah. I'll do it. My wife did a triathlon in Maui.
Of course she did.
I don't know if you know how cheap it is to put a bicycle on an airplane. Incredibly affordable.
I'm sure it is.
I couldn't believe
it. Oh, yeah. I bet they just let you do it for free.
But you would get up in the morning and do like a swim and do a run. You got to pretty well in that world do everything before about 7:30 or 8.
Yeah.
Just because it gets so damn hot. So we took a cab down to Lahaina at the time. And as soon as we get down there, start walking around downtown, this storm comes up and it was just insane. I mean, it was like the sky turns black. It's pouring down rain. So we jumped into one of the more original, like, you know, just more Hawaiian-based bars in the area. Bubba Gump's Shrimp Company, Ted.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Old authentic.
Authentic.
Yeah, it really is. And we're in there, and it started to rain, so we're like, "Let's just pop into here."
Yeah.
It rained for 2 straight hours. So we sit at this bar, and we are drinking. We took a cab. Why not? We don't have anything else to do. You can't go outside. It's dumping. For 2 hours.
She's already done the race?
She had not. She had at least a couple more days in her. Right. But she did all her training that morning. She's already wiped out, ready to drink, ready to do her thing. We stayed in that bar for 2 hours. When that waitress came with that bill, and keep in mind, I was drinking pretty strong, and she was drinking, you know, mixed drinks. And
of course, Hawaiian-style
drinks. All the crap, right, with all the fruit coming off of it. It was $300.
Jesus, man.
Again, we were in there for 2 hours. I want to say that she maybe got an appetizer. I can't remember what it was. Probably shrimp.
Well, yeah, Bubba Gump's.
But it was $300. I was like, "Jesus Christ, man. This just got pricey as hell." So what was the last big thing you splurged on, and was it worth it? 206-803-ROCK.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.